Coming up next, I'm going to teach you how to overcome your fear so that you can achieve greatness in your work. And then job seekers are getting loud in 2022. We'll break that down. And of course, we're going to take your calls, and it starts right now. All right, folks, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. We're here to help you win at work and at life. And let me just tell you something right out of the gate. There are going to be distractions every day. You could have the clearest of dreams, And it just occurs to me that one of the things that keeps us from achieving the dream, either period or delays us reaching that dream in any area of our life, by the way, personally or professionally, are distractions. And I was reminded of that 30 seconds before we started, because I can't hear out of my left ear. I can't hear. And it is a wild distraction. I only hear myself in my right ear. And you know what I thought? I was like, that's a distraction. But wait a second. I can't just go home. I can't go. I'm not going to do the show. I'm just going to keep going. So the team right now, I got to tell you, they're freaking out. Guys, I'm actually okay. I'm making a point that really bothered me 30 seconds before the show started, but there was nothing I could do about it. And what do I have to do? I got to do what I'm supposed to do today. And can I tell you that that's a little teeny, eatsy, weetsy, insignificant distraction. But it just occurred to me, I'm going to lead off the show with some bonus content. How many of you have been distracted by something that if you really look at it, it's insignificant? Irritating as all get out. Absolutely real. I'm not downplaying it. What I'm saying is, it's really not that big a deal. Stop focusing on the distractions. Stay focused on the destination. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. 844-747-2577. A little bonus content for you. Freak the guys out in the control room. Didn't mean to do that, guys. When I have a thought, I'm going to share it. And so there you go. Let's get into this. How do we overcome fear? Now, keep in mind, my belief on this is that you cannot remove fear. So I hope that encourages some of you today that are paralyzed, absolutely stuck by fear and its ugly cousin doubt. Fear is I'm afraid of something happening to me. I'm anticipating it happening, or I'm wondering what it might be like if something happens. That's fear. Doubt is I don't believe I can do something. I don't believe this could happen. Fear is what happens if this does happen. So they are different, but they are related. And they are certainly two of the nastiest enemies to our progress in our life, personally and professionally. So I want to teach on how to overcome fear so that you can achieve your greatness by being uniquely you. Your greatness is in your uniqueness. See, I want people to focus on uniqueness, not greatness. Because I think greatness is a byproduct of our uniqueness. When I am uniquely who I am supposed to be, I will make a significant contribution. I will be great because I am offering the best of me by being uniquely me. So how do we overcome fear? All right, let's start out by let's try to take on the three biggest types of fear. I think you could categorize fear, every fear in the world, into some basic buckets, if you will, and types of fear. Let's just hit these really quick, and then we'll talk about how to overcome these specific three. These are the biggies. First one is the fear of the unknown. The second one is fear of failure. And the third one is fear of disapproval. The unknown, failure, and disapproval. These are the three giants in the land of fear. They're the biggies. So let's break these down. How do we overcome the fear of the unknown? You crush it with knowledge. Crush it. I mean, how many of you remember when you were a kid or when you were a parent of toddlers and you went to Chuck E. Cheese? I'm waiting for a second because I can visualize hands being lifted all around YouTube. By the way, worst pizza in the world, but you gladly ate it because it just gave you a respite from the chaos known as Toddlerville, right? let's just, if we could just get them dressed and get them to Chuck E. Cheese, huh, can we get 90 minutes, 2 hours, and then take them home and put them in bed, right? Come on, parents, can I get an amen? There it is, I hear it. One of the games that I always thought was fun, for the kids and for me, oddly enough, was whack-a-mole, right? It's just a fun game. Little rubber mole sticks his head out, giant rubber mallet, bam! I mean, it was a violent game, very therapeutic for me. How do you crush these fears? You crush the fear of the unknown with knowledge, just bam, right on the head. Fear sticks its head up, fear of the unknown, and goes, I don't know what's going to happen. How's it going to turn out? I don't know how much it's going to cost. I don't know how much time it's going to take. I don't know who I need to talk to. Bam, right on the head with knowledge. Whatever the fear is, I don't know how much it's going to cost. Go research how much it's going to cost. Bam! I don't know how long it's going to take. Do some research. Find out how long it might take. Bam! Right on the head. You get it? We're crushing these fears. The way to crush the fear of the unknown is to go get knowledge. The very thing that is driving the fear of the unknown is the thing that has an answer. Go get the answer or answers. Number two, fear of failure. How do we do this? We crush it with courage. Fear of failure. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen if I try this and I fail? Bam! We hit it with courage. How do we get courage? Through clarity and confidence. This is what I teach. If you know that you have the talent to pull it off, you know that you love the work, and you care deeply about the result, then you don't have to worry about life-crushing failure. You're not going to be homeless or starve. Will you fail? Yes. Is the failure something that's going to cripple you? No. Is it going to strengthen you? Yes. You can do it. So I'm clear that I can do it, clear that I want to do it, and I know why I want to do it. There's where the confidence and the courage comes. Whack it right on the head. Fear of disapproval. How do we crush this one? Confidence. Bam! What happens when close friends and family cast all these doubts? You're clear, so you're confident. You go, hey, I appreciate that. I've already thought through all that. Bam, right on the head. Uncle Larry, well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people don't. Bam, Uncle Larry, I've already thought of that. I'm clear. Here's how I'm going to do it. Here's why I'm going to do it. Crush it with confidence. Crush the fear of the unknown with knowledge. Crush the fear of failure with courage. Crush the fear of disapproval with confidence. Fear is never going to go away, but you can't overcome it. When it sticks its head up, it's just like that stupid game. I play it for 10 minutes. Here comes another kid, puts his token in there. Fear's not going away. The whack-a-mole is always going to be a Chuck E. Cheese. But here's the deal. I just gave you the strategy. You got the mallet. Crush fear of the unknown, failure, and disapproval with knowledge, courage, and confidence. And you can win. You can absolutely win. Now, tease this later in the show. I'm going to share a job tip. We're doing this all through the month of January. So we got a little short 60-second job tip that is very honed in, very specific to help those of you that are looking, because January is the month where a lot of people are moving. So we're off and running. I freaked the team out back there. I talked about whack-a-mole, yelled into the mic. That's a good start. Don't move. More of the show coming right up. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multi-millionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. Hey, if you're watching us live at 1:10 Eastern Standard Time, welcome, welcome, welcome. A little bit later, bonus segment just for our YouTube viewers. It's going to be some special chat updates, people that are winning and updating us in the chat room. So give us a thumbs up if you're watching live or later. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. It helps us grow on YouTube, and we are growing. We're seeing steady growth, very, very exciting. And spread the word. You can share on social media with just one click right there below the video window. And be active in the chat room. We like to engage. I like to engage during the show and love updates from you. So it's a great way for us to stay in touch. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Pocadillo. Boy, I like the sound of that. Pocadillo, Idaho. I think it's like a place that I would want to visit. Mark is on the line. Mark, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for your time. It's an honor to talk to you today.
Well, the honor's all mine. How can I help?
Well, the thing is that I've finally decided where my sweet spot is and what I should be doing. I do not have a clear path at all how to get there from here.
Oh, I like that. So let's talk about where we want to go and what you're unsure of on the path.
All right. Well, where I want to go is I really think I should be a professional speaker and life coach. Mm-hmm. I think that's my sweet spot after doing some analysis. Mm-hmm. And the two big obstacles I have are the minor one. The first one is getting a combination of the time and the money to get the training needed.
Okay.
Where I live, if you're working a reasonable amount of hours, 40 to 50 hours a week, then you're struggling to keep the power on. Mm-hmm. There's no money to invest in any type of training.
Okay.
If you're making enough money, you're working 70 to 80 hours a week, and you don't have any time or energy.
Okay. All right. What's the second obstacle?
Do that. The second one is the biggest one and probably the one I need the most help with, and that is I don't think there is anybody doing this in my time zone. So how do I create a network when where I want to be is nowhere? I've got nobody around me who is doing that I'm aware of.
Yeah, nobody is a professional speaker or a life coach.
Well, not around me.
How do you know
I can reach out to and say, hey, how did you get? Because I've been checking into this for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
The last time I found a professional speaker in the state of Idaho, he lived about 250 miles west of me in Boise, and he was planning on moving out of the state when I called him.
Yeah, why was he planning to move?
That was probably 18 months ago. Because he needed access to a bigger airport.
Mm-hmm.
Being a speaker back then, he traveled a lot. This was before COVID locked everything down and set everybody.
Sure. Would you agree that if we were to fast forward your dream right now, and you were speaking around the country, that you would probably have to move as well to get to a better airport?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's right. And you got some evidence of that. And I asked you that on purpose. I'm painting you in a corner. Because
okay.
My next question is, how big of an area is Pocadillo? I don't know. Forgive me for being ignorant. And then what do you think your pool, if you will, or your pond, is your pond big enough to have a successful life coaching business in that area?
Probably not. Pocatello itself is around, the area is probably a population of about 50,000.
Oh, okay. No, you could have a successful life coaching business there because you want to do both. So basically, when you're not traveling to speak and developing talks, you would have a second, kind of a two-pronged approach to your business, and you'd be coaching people, which would also help you develop content that you would use on the road. Makes a lot of sense.
Correct.
Yeah, they kind of
interweave with each other pretty well there.
Yeah, I think you have to ask yourself the question, am I willing to move down the road? I think down the road's the operating phrase. Because I think down the road, after you build this up, you're probably going to have to move. Are you willing to do that?
Oh, yeah. Nothing told me in Pocatello.
Are you married?
Other than, no.
Well, I got to tell
you. I'm divorced, so I can get
it. First of all, you can start a life coaching business in Pocatello. You can. And I'm going to tell you, you should. So here's the path forward. and we'll kind of talk through maybe possible timelines or the order. So let me give you a very clear path forward. Number one, you can get trained to be a life coach. There are some wonderful organizations out there that are highly credible, and I want you to go for ones that are very credible. But that leads us back to your first challenge. You're not making enough money in your current job to be able to afford it, is what you're telling me. You've done the research, and you can't afford to do a life coach certification online after hours. You can't afford to do it.
Well, right now I'm a truck driver, which I really don't like. So right now I've got the money, but nothing even close to any kind of a set schedule.
Yeah, but set schedule is one thing. Do you have the time?
That's also questionable. It would be really tight right now.
Okay, so here's what I think has to happen. We have to get a different day job. See, the day job is what's going to set us up for the future. So I think this is pretty simple. Let's go step one. Step one, you need to get a better day job that allows you to work 40 hours, good income, and allow you the time at night and weekends to be able to do the learning and the training, the testing to get certified as a life coach. That's step one, different day job that gives you the time and the margin financially to do it.
True.
Okay, then you're either going to stay in that day job or you're going to get a different day job along the way. This might be one or two day job moves to where you can do some life coaching during the week, and you're going to have to meet people early morning or after work at night, right? So maybe that same day job allows you to do that. But you got to start the life coaching business on the side, okay? Now, I want you to start the life coaching stuff and get going in that, and just one client at a time, you just got to build it. Now, while you're doing that, you also need to be developing speech content. It's very simple. And it starts with, who are the people I want to speak to? What problem or challenge or desire do they have that I want to help them solve? And then what in my message and methodology helps them see that this is a practical solution? You see where I'm going?
Yes, I do.
And I think the life coaching is going to inform the speaking content. All right. So we got a heavy dose of development coming in the next 2 years. Better day job, giving you the time, the headspace, the heart space to develop the content to get trained to be a life coach, train people, take what you're learning from training people, coaching people, and develop content with it, speeches, so forth, so on. Now, in the interim, while you're still developing, you need to be speaking anywhere and everywhere that you can speak. I mean anywhere and everywhere that you can speak. That's where I want you to speak. You've got to start getting cuts at the plate.
Okay.
You just got to get better at speaking, come up with one topic, and knock it out. One other piece of advice, start studying and consuming other speakers, their YouTube channels, their podcasts, their speeches. Go study and consume all the people that you love as a speaker, and you will then develop your own style, your own voice out of that, but they're going to inspire you. That's what you've got. See, the path will take care of itself once you put yourself out there enough and pay your dues, take your cuts at the plate. And eventually, there's probably a move out of that smaller area into a bigger metropolitan area. Once you have your methodology, your message, your training, and a body of work to take that with you. So I think realistically, you've got to commit to a 3 to 5 year process before this is a full-time gig for you. Got it?
Okay.
If you're willing to do that, you'll get there. But you've got to have a mind for the climb. This is a 3 to 5 year journey, maybe as much as 7 to 9 years to really be doing it at the level that you want to be doing it. Appreciate the call, Mark. You got this. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We help you win at work and in life. Help you win at life and win in work. I mean, these two should not be separated. These two areas, relational and professional. You were created to contribute in both areas. You got a unique role in your relationships. You got a unique role in your professional life. A really unique combination, if you will, that makes you unique and thus allows you the opportunity to be great. We want to help you on that journey wherever you are. If you're trying to figure out what it is or you're trying to get there, what is the path, Ken? Then you're there and you just want to keep growing. That's what we do here. We want to help you maximize whatever area you are in. We have 7 stages. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. You are somewhere in those 7 stages. Think of it as a climb up the mountain. And our job is to help you identify the stage you're in, get out of that stage, and keep on moving. 844-747-2577. For some of you, you are in stage 3. You're trying to get connected for that job. You want to get started, which is stage 4. That's why you need to move now. This is the year to do it. Job market still crazy hot for job seekers. It is your market. And last year, we saw a lot of people move. That trend is continuing. And that's why you need to engage with my friends at ZipRecruiter. They can help you. They send you the right jobs, and you can apply to most of them when they send them to you with just one click. They may even send you an awesome job that you didn't even know was out there. That's why you should engage with them. Let them work for you. It's free. I don't know why you wouldn't do this. Sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken today. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken and put ZipRecruiter to work for you. All right. Boy, not only is the job market hot, 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 lots of very interesting trends. Let's break down another one in the news. All right, this is from the Wall Street Journal headline. Job seekers get loud about their availability. So apparently, and I don't, full confession here, I don't spend a whole lot of time on social media. But there have been some hashtags that during the pandemic have become quite popular. Here are the big 3. Hashtag open to work. I like that. Yeah, kind of people raising their hand. Hey, I'm open. Another one is hashtag hire me. That's starting to hint towards a little bit of desperation there. You know, kind of says, hey, look at me. But okay, I'm with it. And then this one, hashtag O-N-O. Now, thank God the Wall Street Journal told me what that was, because I have no idea. I don't know any of these acronyms. That stands for Open to New Opportunities. I just learned what FOMO was not too long ago. I remember when what was that show on ABC so wildly popular? Oh, Modern Family. And I remember watching one of those early episodes, Amanda, and he picked up one of his kids' phones. Or no, it was a whole family in the kitchen. And the dad, Phil Dunphy, said something like, the kid had a bad attitude towards something he said, and he goes, WTF, why the face? And when he said that, I was like, that's what I would do. I would totally not get it. So here's a new one, hashtag O-N-O, open to new opportunities. See, Amanda, you didn't know that either. All right. In 2020, LinkedIn launched some new tools that are allowing professionals to be more open and loud by broadcasting their open for hire status to anyone who visits their page. And they did this with this green screen kind of a technology. It was like a green frame, and it had the hashtag open to work that users could add to their profile pictures. More than 10 million people globally have used the function. And LinkedIn says the data from this shows that those who use the photo frame get 40% more messages from recruiters and are 20% more likely to receive messages from other site members. So the conclusion here is that using a simple hashtag, and then of course they had this photo frame on LinkedIn, that it was very effective. And getting your name out there saying open for work. Now, it's split here. The article goes on to, I've got opinions from different career coaches. Some people go, I think that the data shows that saying you're unemployed or showing the potential of being unemployed hurts you. Others are going, no, times have changed. People are looking for talent. I tend to lean towards that one. And by the way, just because you say you're open to work doesn't mean that you're unemployed. But, I like the idea of being creative and putting yourself out there because of the desperate state that companies and leaders are in to get talent. So very interesting stuff there. I'm going to have to learn more of these acronyms and hashtags, Alex. I'm just completely clueless. Had no idea what O-N-O meant, open to new opportunities. By the way, that could be used on a dating site as well. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I get worried about with these things. I don't want anybody to not translate what I'm saying. So I like to use real words. Imagine that. All right, let's get to Malia in Anchorage, Alaska. Malia, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I was just calling because I had a question. I'm an elementary math tutor.
Okay.
And I've been doing it for about 3 years now. And I really love it, except I'm really overwhelmed with everything I need to do, everything I need to still learn, and I'm just not sure how to handle it all. I'm really feeling overwhelmed, and I don't want to have to go back to a job.
Okay, great.
So I really want to keep this.
You can. So let's identify, and let's try to keep it simple, even if you have to bucket them. What are the top two or three things that are overwhelming you? Let's list them out real quick.
Marketing.
Okay. Marketing is probably my top one. Yes, marketing. Telling other people about you. How in the world do I let people know that I'm out here? That's a biggie. Okay, what else?
Yeah. Finding resources to help with my tutoring lessons. And also just learning math more deeply, you know.
Why is that overwhelming? Now, I understand the first
because there's so much.
Yeah,
but so much out there.
So here's what I think, though. So, okay, I'm going to help you with the first problem. The second problem first. I got myself all confused.
Okay.
Here's the deal.
Oh, okay.
you are a student of math, have been your whole life, and you know how to teach math. And not only do you know how to teach math, my guess is if my wife and I were going to interview you to tutor our kids, as we sat down with you and interviewed you, you would probably be pretty articulate in explaining how you teach math. Not just why, but how. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I believe I do that with my clients.
So here's the deal. Do you think that you do it well? Do you think that your current style is effective?
I think I'm developing my current style. So I think some things are effective, and I think there's other things that I need to learn and tweak.
Okay, so that would be what I would focus on. Not all of the billions of resources. You got to stop catalog shopping, and you got to start list making. And I think you have to say, these are the three areas or two areas or four areas that I need to get better at or a little bit more training in, and only focus on resources that help you do that. That's going to take away all the overwhelming. It's like you went to the mall and you needed to buy a pair of functional shoes, and then you got lost. You got lost in all the different types of shoes, and now you're overwhelmed with, do I need this pair of shoes or I need this? No, you knew what shoes you needed when you went to the mall. So focus on what you need. Now let me shift gears very quickly to the marketing thing, because this doesn't need to be overwhelming either. Here's the deal. You don't need some grand marketing strategy, some unbelievable breakthrough idea. You just have to be clear and consistent. And so I want you using Facebook ads, which cost you could put in $50 and try some things. Target, if you got to hire some 25-year-old who knows how to do all this, it'd be worth it. And hire them to teach you how to do custom ads on social media in your local zip code. Here's the other thing. Get out and tell other math teachers. Send a care package to every math teacher in every school in your area and say, hey, I do tutoring. This is how I do it. You just got to spread the word to the right people. Math teachers, get out on social media. Have parents that are friends of yours share the word as well on their social media. That's all you got to do. You don't need a grand marketing strategy. You just need to be consistent and do it. Keep moving forward, Malia. You got this. Don't move, folks. More of the Ken Coleman Show coming right up, right after this. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us as we help you win at work so you can win in life. Just a quick call out, a reminder to you folks that are watching. It's intimidating to call in. But reach out to us if you'd like to join the show. Ask at kencoleman.com. That goes right to Amanda Rogers, who is our associate producer and call screener extraordinaire. She's the best. She'll get you all prepared, ready to go, set you up real good. And here's the deal. If you listen to her, she'll literally tell you, okay, this is the question you need to ask Ken. She's that good. She does all the work for you. And so if you need to change your name, location, we understand some of these calls are very sensitive. So I also want to put out, if you're in a very dire situation, toxic, and you feel like there's nowhere to turn, would you call me, please? We will change everything about the phone call because I want to help you get out of these situations. If you're in a just sticky, nasty situation at work, and you're going, but Ken, I can't miss a paycheck. Would you please call me? We have ways to help you, multiple ways, not just on the air. I want to help you. Some of you just going, hey man, Ken, I'm on the path. I'm just in a crappy emotional state right now. I need somebody to shake me out of this. Come on, give me a call. 844-747-2577. Let's go to British Columbia, beautiful province in Canada, across the border. Sadie is there. Sadie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. It's great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, Sadie. What's going on today?
So I am a healthcare worker. Mm-hmm. I've been practicing in my field for 6 years, and I'm actually currently not working though. So last year, I basically burned out, and I felt overloaded at work, and I was also going through some difficult personal circumstances, and everything just kind of came together, and yeah. I felt like I needed to step away. So I also at the same time had decided that I wanted to, I didn't want to continue living in the city that I had been living in for a few years, and I wanted to travel. So I took some time away from work. I took a few months, and I actually traveled through the U.S., and I had a great time, and I feel like I healed from a lot of the things that I had been going through, and so now I'm ready to get back into the workforce, and I'm actually finishing up the process of obtaining my license to practice in the U.S. So I'm getting closer to the point where I am going to be applying for jobs, and I'm actually looking at doing some work travel contracts mm-hmm. throughout the U.S. So, but I'm getting a little bit, nervous about how to explain this gap in my resume.
Yeah. How many months was it? 3 months?
So, 4 months at this point, but by the time I'll be applying for jobs, it'll be between 5 and 6 months.
Okay. And how many of those months were you traveling the U.S.?
4 months.
Yeah. So, and this was a relationship. You forget about being overloaded at work, but there was something that happened in your relational life that just whacked you right on top of the head, and you needed to get healthy, correct?
Yes,
I'd lead with that. To explain the gap?
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I would go the other way.
Well, okay, listen, here's why. I'm not saying that you're wrong, I'm right. I'm saying, you called me, you want to know my opinion. I think in 2022... I think the more we own stuff and the more transparent we are, you don't have to give them all the gory details, but you just go, you know mm-hmm. what? I had a really horrible relationship. And to the extent that you want to tell them, you know, that's fine. But you just go, look, mm-hmm. this just was like a meteor hit me upside the head. And I love taking care of people. And I knew that as bad as my heart was hurting and as much as my head was spinning, I wasn't going to be able to take care of the people that I need to take care of. I needed to get healthy. I think it's a badge of honor. That sounds like a very smart, healthy, mature woman, not a flake. You think you're going to come across as a flake for having a 4 or 5 month gap. I think you come across as a very healthy, mature woman who said, you know what? I needed to get healthy. And so I could. Mm-hmm. I stepped away. I traveled the United States. I got healthy. I recentered myself. And man, I've come through this unbelievable storm stronger than ever, and I'm ready to get back at it. Boy, that sounds compelling to me. Does it sound like some fruit or flake? Does it to you?
That's awesome. As you're saying that, I feel like, you know, that's exactly how it happened for me. And
yeah, by the way, it's the
I
truth.
I would be being completely truthful
right.
by saying it that way. And I was just worried that it would come across as
weak. No. It doesn't come across as weak. It comes across as strong. They're talking and listening to a woman who got healing on the other side of tremendous hurt. Nah, lead with your story. It's compelling. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you wherever you're watching. If you're watching live, thank you, thank you, thank you. Chat room is a buzz right now. People are encouraging each other. I love seeing that. I love seeing the questions in the chat room. I love seeing you all help each other in the chat room. Don't forget to subscribe and give us a thumbs up. Right now, it takes just a second. Give us a thumbs up. We only got 14. That's pretty pathetic. Let's go. Can we get some thumbs up right now? Nathan's not here. Nathan, the director's not here today. Back in the old days, when I was the video channel host, YouTube, for the Dave Ramsey Show, we would literally have challenges. Amanda, you remember this. And I would literally go, come on, folks. You're in the chat room chatting it up. Let's get some thumbs up. And they'd just be like, bing, 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 bing. So we just got two nice people. By the way, the thumbs down button doesn't work, so don't even think about hitting that. I've had it deactivated because my feelings are just precious. And if you haven't subscribed, give us a subscribe. Come on. My kids will be impressed. Yeah, right. Let's see here. I'm looking for my notes. Yeah, I got it, Alex. I know. I'm looking for it. I'm fumbling around on my pages. I know where it is. I know where it is. I'm looking for it. And he's like, it's time for job tip. I know. Thanks, Dad. And then he goes, it's over to your left. I know. No, I love Alex. You all can't hear him talking in my ear, but it's like the voice of God. All right, Joe. Alex said it's time for the job tip of the day. All right, here we go. So here's the deal. It's a new year, and some of you are looking. Please research a company before you even go out there and apply. And for heaven's sakes, don't take the job if you haven't researched it. Now, listen, you think this is silly advice, but it's not. People are taking jobs like, you know, like they're being passed out like free pancakes. I love a good free pancake, by the way. I'm not sure where that analogy came from, but you get my point. People are taking job offers and raises and all kinds of things, but they're not doing any research. Check out what's being said about them on review websites like Glassdoor. Be careful. What's being said about them on social media? What's being said about how they treat their customers, how they treat their vendors? This research, folks, is readily available. And if there's some red flags in that basic research, you ought to have some red flags as well. So there you go. Don't just hop in the sack with a new company. Date them for a little bit. How about that? I just said hop in the sack. How about that, folks? So it just occurs to me, some people know what that means. You know what I mean? It's like people like there's a 25-year-old watching going, what's he talking about? I mean, what's the sack that he refers to? You know, I've seen this more and more, you know? Oh, geez, I digress. Okay, give you an example. Today, I'm in my area over there. We're doing some work, and we got all these younger people that we work with that kind of help us out. And one of the administrative assistants is 26. And so she's got this thing under her desk, which is like a balance, like one of those things you can stand on while you're working, but it's one of those core things. And so I'm messing around on it and having a good time. And I had several people in the area come in and stand on it. So one gal, she's probably 29, she steps on it and she's like this, still. No shakes, Joe. She's just standing on this thing like she's standing on the flat ground. And I say to her, and you're probably the only person that's going to get this joke, which is why I'm telling you. And I say to her, I go, I'm going to start calling you Prudential. You're like nice. A rock. She looks at me like I'm an alien. I'm like, you know the Prudential commercials with the rock?
Not a clue.
No clue what I'm talking about. So there it is, folks. I'm getting older. Let's go. Oh, today's Canada Day. Oh, Canada. I hope I hit that note right. Let's go to Allie, who joins us in Nova Scotia, which, by the way, Joe, you know how much I love certain cities because of the way they roll off the tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Let's add Nova Scotia to my top 10 pronunciations. I love a good Nova Scotia. Allie's there. Allie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello?
Hi, Allie.
How are you?
I'm living the dream. What's going on with you?
Okay, I'm a registered nurse, and I've been a nurse for about 8 years, so I have lots of experience. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a job that I kind of like, but don't want to do it long term. And I know what I want to do long term, but I need to do a job that I don't want to do, like shift work, go to a hospital for a little bit before I could be a better candidate for a better job.
Yeah.
Do I make the sacrifice to do something that I don't want to do for my long-term goal?
I don't hear any other reasons as to why you shouldn't do it. I would assume that you would have told me. The only reason you're even having any doubt is because you're going, I just don't want to do it. I'm not really going to enjoy it, but I kind of have to do it to get to where I want to go. That's what I heard you say. Is that correct?
Pretty much.
You absolutely do it.
Yeah.
You absolutely do it.
That's what I thought.
Because here's the deal. That's not exclusive to you. Any man or woman I've ever met who lives and works on purpose has to do things that they don't want to do in order to be able to do what they want to do, right?
Right.
This started way back for you. You ever remember anything like this? Mom, can I go do this? And she said, yeah, after you clean your room, do your homework. Am I right? Sound about right?
Yep.
Now, Allie, you're a rock star, so you probably were the good kid that was like, no problem, Mom. I have already done my homework and my room is clean. Ken Coleman, not that guy. I was always like, ugh. And I griped and I drug my feet and I moaned and groaned about having to clean my room and do my homework so I could do what I wanted to do, right?
Right.
So this is a function of life, and I think this is a good move for you. Now, here's the deal. Because as good as you are, as high character as you are, there are going to be days where you're like, oh, this sucks. And I want you to remember this line from one of my favorite movies, The Great Debaters. Denzel Washington stars in it. Forrest Whitaker's the father in the movie. At one point he says to his son, you do what you have to do, son, so that later you can do what you want to do. And I want you to keep on those suck days, I want you to keep at the top of your mind a great vision, a clear idea of where you're headed. Because in those days of suck, you're going to need to get your eyes up out of the suck and focus on the future, and that'll keep you going. You go, you know what? This sucks, but I sure am grateful for the suck right now, because if I didn't have this, there would be no opportunity to do what I really want to do. So think of it as physical training, dieting, any other thing in life that you know I have to do in order to get where I want to go. And if you do that,
right. There's
no stopping you.
Okay.
And you know what else?
I think I knew that answer. I just had to hear someone else say it.
You totally knew that. You know what? You needed permission. And you don't need it from me, but you needed permission for yourself to go, you know what? Right. This is the right move. I'm going to have to embrace the suck for a while, but boy, it's going to be better on the other side. And you know what I've also found? That when I get my mind right, and Allie, if you get your mind right, you keep your mind right. Focusing on your heart, by the way, not on the surroundings, not on the temporary, but on the long term. When you do that, you'll be surprised how quick it'll go.
Yeah, it probably does have a lot to do with my mindset too, for sure.
Yeah, because you know what? You have to do this in order to get certain experience.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, well, I'm doing this, but I'm getting, I'll tell you the truth, it's like working out. When I trained for the half marathon 3 or 4 years ago, it's like, are you kidding me? I got to increase my runs each week. I got to get to a point where I'm running 2 hours. Are you kidding me? Yeah, you do. Because if you want to finish the marathon, that's what you got to do. So I think you got this. Absolutely take it. Really proud of you, by the way. What's your timeline? Let's celebrate real quick. I got just 20 seconds. Tell me how long before you're out of this suck job and moving forward?
Well, it's not a guaranteed thing. It could be years.
How many years?
It depends, I think. Maybe max 5.
Yeah. Can you do it?
I could do it.
Yeah. Are you going to do it?
I've done it. I know that I can do it.
Yeah. Are you going?
I think so.
Well, okay. I'll let you off the hook easy today. You better know so. You better have the end in mind. Or somewhere along the 5 years, you'll make an excuse and you'll quit. Don't do it. You're talking to a guy who went at it for 7.5 years to get to Ramsey Solutions, paid my dues for 3 more years to get my dream job. So you know where I fall on this issue, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't you dare quit, Allie. Don't you dare quit. It's always worth it. And by the way, you'll look back and you'll go, it was the journey that taught me more and gave me more than the destination. Hey, don't forget, those of you here on YouTube, we got a bonus session. We're going to brag on some people from the YouTube chat room and how they're winning. For the rest of you, I got to get out of here. You matter. You have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.